Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories, filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
We got an exciting Friday night show for you tonight. Our subtitle, The Good is Better to You Than the Bad. And I want you to think about that. Spend time on things you can change, and those you can't are just things. Because you can't change them. But spend that time on the good ones. We got a powerful show for you tonight. And we're going to be playing some powerful music for you to listen to and ponder and say, Jonas McClure, he says, to think, put my thinking cap on, and feel the good. All right, like I said, if you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care if you got a broke phone, a snow cone, one of those jiggly phones, and even a stolen phone. The police might catch it, but you can still listen. All right, man, it is 7:05. We usually kick the show off at 7:07. If you'd like to get into the show, dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and hit the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. I promise you. Now, the good news, talk to my TV people today. They said, Don, you got to come up with 100 hours, but you can do this, and you will have your own TV app, just like Netflix, just like Disney, just like all of them. So, man, you don't know how good that feels to know I'm headed for it. So I am going to knock your socks off, stockings, knee eyes, like you old ladies used to wear. Just knock them. It's 7:07. Hey, I'm going to start with this track, and I'm going to play a track by my play sister, Amaryllis Santiago. She's like Puerto Rican. She loves some Puerto Rico. And her mother used to always say, Don Loco. But we're going to get into that. We're going to start off with Wendy Moten. All I do is think about Don S. McClure. No, I mean, all I do is think about you.
Getting to be my one desire.
Oh, man. Memphis in the house. Wendy Moulton, Kurt Whalen, Memphis and Memphis, kicking the socks off, knocking the knee highs. That's what we're going to say for now. Knocking the knee highs. You know how them old church ladies be doing in the church? Good, yeah. Good. I'm doing the knee high shuffle. Praise day. And my hip my knee high. Just cooling down. They ain't nothing but knee highs. They be like the things look as brown as a chocolate chip cookie. They coming out. Okay, all right, all right. You listen to the Don West McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, we got some tight music. Hey, I'm going to play this track. It's a group called New Rules. And Are You That Somebody? Now, this track was famous by Aaliyah. And I should have found that version, too, because that's my girl, man. But it's by a group called Pentatonix. And they can cut, harmonize, cut up, cut it sideways. And just, they're good. So I'm going to play them. And after that, we got a Korean love track. Man, I tell you, the Koreans, oh, we love some Don McClure. He is our guy. He play our music. He just loves us. The track is called I Will Go to You Like the First Snow. Oh, man. Wait. Did you hear that title? I Will Go to You Like the First Snow. Oh, man, I'm a crack. I cry all on my computer. But in the meantime, let me play this track by Pentatonix. And they can cut.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out in the light, out in the light.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times.
Nobody else, but my love. He doesn't love me, so I tell myself, One, to pick up the phone, you know he's only coming 'cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you'll have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend, you know you're gonna wake up in the bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him.
I got no rules I can't.
Pushing forwards, but he keeps pulling me backwards. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never learned.
Whoa, but my love, he doesn't love me. No, I tell myself, hey, wait, wait, one, to pick up the phone. You know he's only calling 'cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in the bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him.
I got no rules I count. I got no rules I count. I thought you let somebody.
Don't be afraid, you know you're gonna wake up in the bed in the morning. If you want to hear,
night, making myself crazy.
Out in the night.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Man, did you hear that track? Are You That Somebody? Oh, man, that's a track. So I'm going to play the Korean track, I Will Go to You Like the First Snow. Now I want you to get this. Oh, I will come to you like the first snow that it will engulf me in the cold and beauty of white snow and love.
I know they like, oh Lord, get another accent.
Korean? And she hit that, man. You should see the video, too. I will go to you like the first snow. Oh, yeah. I see that Dennis McClure is in the snow. I like those movies too, man. They got so much beautiful color. Man, you know what? I know you had never heard that. But the Korean K-pop community and singers got some tough, beautiful tracks. I got some more. I'm not going to play them tonight, but next week I'm going to play some more. And you're going to be like, hey, Don, can we go over to Korea and enjoy? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Hey, that's a movie. All right. Anyway, let me get to this track by Adele, and we're going to follow it up with A Little Longer by a group called Three Style featuring Madalena. And she's tough, man. You know, I only play the best. And just think, we will have on our TV network my radio show where you can just enjoy. How about that? Yep. I'm telling you, I'm going to be competing with everybody out there. So let me play this track, excuse me. Adele, Send My Love to Your New Lover. Wait, what did that say? Send My Love to Your New Lover. What's going on? Adele.
Just the guitar, okay, cool.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me, told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting, you and me. That was what you told me. Giving it all, you set me free.
Of an idea, Black History and Diversity is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and Black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of Black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and Black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
And that is my new book, Birth of an Idea. You know, when I was talking to Brandon today, and he said, make sure you've got good titles, good substance. He said, but I don't think I have to tell you that because you do a great job already. So I'm excited to take on this new adventure where I'm going to have DSM TV streaming 24 hours a day. That's a lot, man. But I know we can do it. That's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. But nothing comes easy that you really want. So we got to do it, man. We got to. I've done a lot, but this is going to be the cream of the Della cream. Just the piece de resistance, like the French say, the piece de resistance. It is 7:36. Man, we are moving. And I got a track I'm going to play. It's by a group called After Seven. And it's called Let Me Know. And after that, I'm going to play my play sister, Amaryllis Santiago. She got a track called Your Smile.
Talking trash about trying to put you down, but they don't know that I'm crazy about you. They say that you're the type of girl that gets around, couple drinks and baby you'll put out. Well, maybe, maybe that's true. Well, I don't hear what they be saying in them streets. The only thing that matters to me, long as all the dirt they want, but baby, I don't give a damn, because baby, I know that ain't you. Well, baby, but I don't care what they be saying in them streets. The only thing that matters to me, I know that we can work around it.
some pretty deep things here lately. Sometimes I know you want to leave. Sometimes you know I run from you, baby. But always something just keeps calling you back.
Bad song. And you know what? She was at this jazz club on Friday. And she said, "Don, you got to come now and hear me sing." And all her friends were there because she also was a school teacher. I think she still is. And she teaches music class. So my show goes off at 9. And I jumped in the car. And I was speeding because she comes on about 9:30, 9:45. And man, I was speeding, getting down. Dun, 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 dun. That's a true story. I turned, man, on Lakeshore Drive. And I went over east. Police was chasing me everywhere, man. And when they pulled up in the parking lot, I pulled up in the parking lot. Lights were blazing. I said, "I don't care, arrest me, but I got to hear my sister sing." And I ran in the door. And she said, "See, he's here. Dennis Swickler, the author, famous." My mother sings Loco, but. And man, she tore that stage up. And I was just hollering, man. "Oh, yeah, yeah." And she did a great show. And she's just a great person. She was working on her own coffee shop. I think she got it, and I need to take a look at some more stuff. But this young lady is really talented, got a beautiful daughter, beautiful grandkids, and she's just an all-around great person. What can I say? So my producer, J.B. Spirit, said, "So you know some people, huh?" I said, "Yeah, a little something." We're going to get to our little subject matter in a minute. But thought I'd hit you with a little "Why Am I Here?" I love this track. Alyssa Cara. And one of my granddaughters is named Alyssa. Oh, man, this is deep. Okay, let's get to this track. She's saying, "Look, I just want to hang out with my friends. I don't know why I'm here. I don't want to talk to these boys. I don't even like what you're playing, saying, smoking, doing." She says, "So why am I here? I would have rather been at home by myself enjoying my quiet time. But no, my girl said, come out." I want you to listen to the song tonight, Alyssa Cara, "Why Am I Here?" And it's called "Here."
Guess for now you've got the last laugh.
I'm sorry if I seem uninterested, or I'm not listening, or I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't
talking about the haters, he ain't got none. How did it ever come to this? I should've never come to this. So holler at me, I'll be in the car when you're done. I'm standoffish, don't want what you're offering. And I'm done talking awfully, tired, it has to be that way. So tell my people when they're ready that I'm ready. And I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
That's when you realize you're somewhere you don't want to be, around the people you don't want to be around. She like, look, you ain't talking about nothing. I just need to tell them I'll be in the car waiting on them. Excuse me. And I only came to this party because my gang was here, but I don't like it. So, you know, sometimes you just say, nah, that crowd's not for me. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. If you'd like to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to get into the show. Or you can go to my website, dsmpublications.net, and you'll be listening to the show. You know, one of the things about the titles I write, right? The Don S. McClure Show, Lifestyle. And I put on the board, the good is better to view than bad. So what I'm thinking was always try to find some good, because life is pretty good. Now, you're going to have your headaches, but don't put them in front of your joy. And you're going to have disagreements, and you're going to have different theories, different theoretical theories. But that silver lining, that gold in the yellow brick road. And the reason why I say that, life is short. So if you realize, hey, you know what? I'm in a good place. I feel pretty good. I'm not feeling terribly bad. And I'm enjoying my life at this minute. So that's what I mean by it's better to view the good rather than the bad. And I find that when you're talking to people, when you have some similarities and some ideas, the conversations, they just flow. You know, they may ask the question, you may ask the question back or give them an answer, or you might get an answer, but you have a conversation. You see, there's a difference in doing an interview and having a conversation. The conversation is like, wow, I didn't know you liked that, or what made you decide to go into that. The interview is everything they like with no substance to you. So it's just like going through A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I like this kind of movie. I like to dance. I like to eat food. I like to hang out with my friends. I like going to church. And all those are just saying what you like. But it doesn't give you a handle or the other person to really know what you like. A conversation will do that. It'll give you the freedom to discuss everything in an open light. So that's why I always say, with the open light, enjoy the good for what it's worth. Now, for me, the best is when I'm working on these projects and animations, and I can see where they're going. I can see that not only will they help me, but they'll help somebody else. And believe it or not, that's our purpose, kind of, in life, to talk to others, to be sufficient in what we're talking about, to help them realize, like she said in the song, I don't want to be here. And I realize that. So I want you just to take a short pause and say, I enjoy the good. And let the bad just do its thing. We got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. We're going to take a quick break, which we have too. It's 7:56, and we're going to go into the second hour. But this is the theme song from the world of color in the new book, the new fantasy book of Crystal Catherine Magic.
Tu n'es pas en
Wow. And that was the theme song to The World of Color, The Adventures of Crystal Catherine Magic. That is something else, man. And again, the good is better to view than the bad. Meaning that when something comes your way, like an important issue, don't look at it as bad. Look at it as an opportunity to move forward. See, if you erase the word bad, you can use indifferent. You can use speculation. You can switch into probability. Or you can say possibility. But just draw a line through the word BAD. And every time you think of something in a non-favorable light, we won't even say bad, in a non-favorable light, think about moving it, excuse me, to a favorable light. See, words direct your thinking. So eliminate the word bad and just say, this is a situation that's less favorable, but I'm going to make it favorable. We're going to jump to a track by Imagine Dragons. It's called Believer. And most of the music that we play on the Lifestyle Show fits with our title.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Hey, you burned me up, believer.
Limited till it broke up and it rained down. It rained down like. Ebbing and flowing, inhibited, limited, till it broke up when it rained down like.
Hey, you burned me up, believer, believer. Hey, you burned me up, believer, believer.
So, I want you to make yourself a believer, like he said, through the fire and the pain, but the beauty in the rain. Oh, man, that's deep. We're going to jump to this track by David. It says, Piston, can I, especially if I'm a believer, can I?
Can I have a talk with you? Can I make a dream? Thank you.
Babylon. Now, how about that? I'm coming home. Oh, I'm come. Please don't say it. Hey, but I was about to cut. Okay, all right. Hey, I told you. I've been talking to my TV app crew, and I told them we're going to do this. We're going to get this thing done. It's going to cost a pretty penny. But then anything good, doesn't it always cost? You know, when God created the Red Sea and the people went all out there, how are we going to get away? It cost. And he blew out his nostrils. I hope he didn't blow it on him. But the water spread in. And they ran across. And then they said, oh, we're free. And then he blew his nostrils again. And then he closed it up. So what's that got to do? Okay, I was trying to get to a point there. It's going to cost. But what in life that's good doesn't? A good meal. Doesn't it cost you more than a cheap meal? The ingredients to do organic costs a little more than the stinky food. Oh, Lord. That didn't come out right. But anyway, what I'm saying is to live in life is a battle every day. And 9 times out of 10, you win. So that's why I said the good is better than the view to bad. And I'm not saying that you don't lose some things, that you make mistakes, just all that stuff. That's a part of life. But you get better when you see that sunshine and effort from what you did. We're going to go to a track by Anita and Belvin, and it's called Down, Down. And I want you to listen to the downtown. And oh, I think you'll like this, man. Man, we've been cutting up tonight, too, man. We played some really good music. Some food for thought. Are we really going to see him on TV, on our app, mobile, and streaming? Yes. I'm going to open up the Red Sea. Let me get to this track. I think I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to play Stevie Wonder. Don't you worry about a thing. Stop worrying. You're going to get there.
Watch this, y'all. Mama, you understand that? Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very, fluent Spanish, todo está bien, chévere.
Listen up, bien
chévere.
Bien
chévere. Is that right, mama?
Yes,
yeah, I got my shaker, move them all over.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know. Don't you worry about a thing, mama, 'cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. You say your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places, but just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing.
Coca-Cola, man. Hey, let's hit this track. It's 8:27. Michael Jeffries, When We Love. Oh, man. Anita, we're going downtown.
Climbing come on, baby. Come on, baby. Can we do it like this? Can we do it like that?
Keeping me warm night and day. When I need you,
That's one of them love gospel songs. Touch you in the gut. I need to just hold out my hand. And I'm with you. I like that, man. You know, music is a healer. Did you know that? Music is like good food. It just gets deep down in your soul. Just make you stomp your feet, snap your fingers. Say, oh, man, oh, it's getting hot in here. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Angie Stone. I wish she did. But anyway, it's been a great day, man. And it's going to be rough going after your own TV network. But I believe, man, you sound like a preacher. I believe. Yes, I believe. I wish you'd shut up. Okay, let me play this track. Angie Stone. And then we're going to bring back a Korean love song. The First Snow. Man, my board lit up on that one. Maybe it was everybody in Korea.
Thank you.
Angie Stone. She said, I can't eat. I can't sleep. I just done went crazy. Girl, you better get some food in your stomach. Quit messing around. Come on, I can't eat. I can't sleep. Well, then how you going to do anything? Sleep deprivation. And let me take a quick break. When I come back, we got more great music for you. We got 16 more minutes. We're almost out of here, man. But I want you to stay and listen to this beautiful love song. And sound like they singing in the hood. You sure somebody ain't brought the Koreans to the hood? And they said, yes, we're going to sing. And like the people in the hood.
The Birth of an Idea, Black History and Diversity, is a new book with a fresh approach created by Don S. McClure. The question, how to make a vision a reality concerning the promotion of diversity and black history. McClure found himself at a loss of understanding. Why would his thoughts become necessary to more than himself? Finding a way for an official ending to the month-long celebration of black history, including diversity, was a significant task in his mind. But with endurance and faith, his idea received the acceptance of 36 U.S. governors in 10 years, including a congressional record from the U.S. Congress. In addition, the project gained the financial backing of leading corporations in America, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Pepsi Americas, Cummins Recon, Allstate, Trust Bank, First Tennessee Bank, Wendy's, and Cry Likey, ranked number 3 in the nation and the largest real estate company serving markets in Tennessee, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, and Puerto Rico. His new book will allow you to view his vision concerning diversity and black history and art, architecture, and photography as he traveled for 4 years across the country, capturing some of the most beautiful photographic images while exploring new cities. From the seeds of this adventure, two unique events were created displaying his findings, from a 36-day exhibit in Indianapolis, Indiana, in the beautiful Art Garden in the downtown area, to his weekend photographic display inside the world-famous Black Welder Mansion in Chicago on the South Side. How does one measure an idea that's considered deep-seated? By believing that it can be accomplished. The Birth of an Idea by renowned American author Don S. McClure is just that.
Oh, man, I like when I wrote that. And my narrator, she's just good. And we got more stuff for her to do. She's going to be promoting the DSMTV .net that you're going to be able to watch on your mobile device, on your tablet, on your phone. I guess that's your mobile device. Laptop, desktop. Any kind of top. Man, can you believe? Yes, it's going to happen. And you are going to be shocked. I can see the crowds gathering now. They're all in front of TVs, mobiles, laptops, tablets. Is this DSM TV? Produced by Don S. McClure. Yes, it is. Don. Play the music. Anyway, I got this track I'm going to play. It's called I Will Go to You Like the First Snow. We played it earlier, and people text in. They said, Don, you sure that's Korea? I said, yeah. I don't have to tell a fibberooski.
널 품기 전 알지 못했다 내 머문
was crying on that one. I was like, go to him in the first snow. I love him so. I like that, man. And, you know, I went to my old archives for that because I used to play it before. And like I said, I'm going to pull some more in a couple of weeks. A lot of the Korean who sing, because that's where my girls come from. Blackpink. Blackpink in the area. They bad too, man. They're one of the top pop girl groups in Korea. But and they've been on the Jimmy Fallon show. Blackpink in the area. They're really good. Oh, man, we got 7 more minutes to go. And, you know, music really cures the soul. Why do you think they sing in church? Jesus, oh, he bring me the love. And then Kirk Franklin and what's my man's name? Every day he sings that song, Hezekiah. Every day, dee doo doo. Okay, all right. Anyway, that's tomorrow. So let me get this track in. My girl, Wendy Moulton, All I Do Is Think About, just go on and say it, go on and admit it, Don. All I do is think about Don. I can't stand him, but I think about him.
To be my one desire, you're getting to
All right. We got to get ready to get out of here. Enjoy life. That's all you have. And even if you don't win all the time, you got to win some of the times. So I got 60 seconds. So I got to go. They always booting me on out of here. Time, get out. You just burn up time. All right. I'm going to catch some of you tomorrow on the Gospel Hour. And I will talk with you tomorrow.
Talking in my sleep at night, making myself crazy.
Out in the light, out in the light.
Wrote it down and read it out, hoping it would save me.
Too many times, too many times.
My love, it makes me feel like nobody else, nobody else. But my love, he doesn't love me, so I tell myself.
Phone. You know he's gonna be coming cause he's drunk and alone too. Don't let him in, you'll have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him.
I got no rules I can't.
Pushing forward, but he keeps pulling me backwards. Now I'm standing back from it. I finally see the pattern.
I never
learned. Oh, but my love, he doesn't love me. No, I tell myself,
I tell myself,
hey, wait, wait, one, to pick up the phone. You know he's only coming cause he's drunk and alone. Two, don't let him in, you'll have to kick him out again. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're gonna wake up in his bed in the morning. And if you're under him, you ain't getting over him.
I got no rules, I count.
Coming to